And more book news, Allison Moore's new novel, Riders on the Orphan Train, follows two adolescents as they're boarded on a train in New York City and offered as potential adoptees in early 20th century America. The orphan trains operated in real life for 75 years. More than 250,000 children were dispersed in that time, many of them in Arkansas. We'll have a full-length conversation with Allison Moore tomorrow, but because her first area signing is tonight at the Fayetteville Public Library, here's a bit from our conversation this week about how she began this project.
In 1997, I was teaching creative writing at the University of Arizona, and one of my students, who happened to be from McPherson, Kansas, had just seen the PBS documentary that aired on the American Experience. And she said, "Have you ever heard of the orphan trains?" And I had not, but those two words just absolutely haunted me, and they stuck in my brain. And shortly thereafter, I met Phil Lancaster at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and I asked him the same question, and he had never heard of the trains either. We both came back to Fayetteville that summer. This is my first trip to Fayetteville. We got the PBS documentary, watched it, and were just shocked that we did not know about this huge migration of children.
A quarter of a million
over 76 years. They went to every single state in the United States. And we began with the idea, I knew I was going to write about it, but the idea of writing songs was something new for me. Certainly wasn't for Phil. But I had to go back to Arizona. We were collaborating on the phone. I sent him the short story. And the next thing he knows, he's being taken up to Springdale to meet Mary Ellen Johnson by a friend who fixed her copier and said, "You need to meet this woman up there. She's got something to do with these trains." So Phil walks in with a guitar, sings the song, Ezra's Lullaby, and everybody looks up and says, "That's Lee Nailing's story." Mm-hmm. And Lee Nailing was one of the people in the documentary. And Mary Ellen Johnson says to Phil, "Well, I need you on my train." They were doing a reenactment 3 days later where they took 21 children in period costume, put them on the train, the old Pullman cars that they use, and got on in Springdale and go down to Van Buren. So Phil calls me on the phone and says, "Guess what? I'm going to get to ride on an orphan train." And I said, "Not without me, you're not." So I wangled a frequent flyer pass and got back to Fayetteville. We got some period costumes and we got on that train. And that was the first time we met actual orphan train riders and started to get to know them and hear their stories.
Allison Moore is the author of the new novel, Riders on the Orphan Train. She'll discuss the book tonight at 6 at the Fayetteville Public Library, and we'll be at the Springdale Public Library Saturday afternoon at 2, the Bella Vista Library Sunday afternoon at 3, and at the Paris Public Library December 11th at 7 p.m. We'll hear much more from her on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large.